here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us this evening. Tonight we'll get you caught up on all the latest local and worldwide soccer news, and we're going to hear from two players who are making their presence felt this summer here in Rochester: Rhinos keeper Neil Kitson and Western New York Flash midfielder Becky Edwards. And now here's our host, Joe Sirianni, who's in a very good mood tonight.
I'm very good, Andrew, that you're here and that we're broadcasting this show. And, you know, we're expecting a snowstorm coming. And, you know, and I'm looking forward to, you know, to spring, because soccer, it's in the air. And, you know, it won't be too long before we're going to be able to go and observe and look all these beautiful women that are coming to Rochester to play for the West New York Flash and, of course, the Rhinos. And, you know, we are privileged that we have a radio show that we're going to be able to be, you know, to be involved in it and say what we think and think what we say. So, you know, and it's, you know, that's a plus. So soccer, it's our game, and here we are talking about soccer. Even though yesterday I was a football guy for 5 hours last night, 5-6 hours. My team won. You know, so
Juventus played on Saturday. What are you
talking about? I was watching these guys dressed in green, you know, green and yellow, and you know that with tight.
Wait, Norwich City?
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was a great game, and I compliment to the Green Bay Packers for winning that. You know, from being the champion.
Never heard of him. I know that Jay DeMarin is from Green Bay. The U.S. Internationals will be playing for Vancouver. I'm kidding, obviously, yeah. Folks. I was very upset yesterday. You know, Chelsea lost to Liverpool.
Well, I was, you know,
so we're going to talk about that.
Actually, I was very happy Saturday, but because Juventus won 3-1. But you know, it just. But then I was upset yesterday because Inter won. So I wanted Roma to win because they were stabilized at the table on the top. The way it looks right now is that Inter is going to overtake. It's going to overtake Milan and everybody else because they got a couple games on hand. And the way they play, you got to give them a lot of credit. The way they play great soccer. And they got the horses to win.
Well, we'll see how that goes. We're going to talk with Dick Howard tonight about all the goals that were scored this weekend. I mean, talk about the Inter-Roma match. The match ended 5-3, which also was the score of the match between Everton and Blackpool, which Dick attended at Goodison Park. So we'll get a first-hand report on the atmosphere at Merseyside as they like to call it the second team of Liverpool in England, because obviously Liverpool is the greatest winning side in English history. And again, unfortunately, they beat Chelsea on Sunday with Torres. We'll talk more about that.
Are you in mourning?
Yeah, I'm in mourning. I know it was a tough day, and we'll talk again. Dick will talk about that with us a little bit later on in the show. But I want to start with a couple things that we promised. One thing we promised last week, we said we were going to try to get somebody on from U.S. Soccer to talk about the NASL situation. Well, I did hear back from Director of Communications Neil Beathy, and he's not with us tonight. But he did have a quote. He did leave me a message, and here's what he said. And this is quoting here. We're, meaning U.S. Soccer, not commenting any further on the NASL situation. We're not putting any kind of real timetable on a decision being made at this point. Hopefully there'll be some news in the future and we'll make some kind of statement at that point. That's a very interesting statement. We were under the impression that there was going to be a decision made this weekend because they're having the general meeting of U.S. Soccer this weekend. But now I'm wondering if maybe U.S. Soccer might not make a decision right away, which would be very strange. And the other thing that came up, if you listen to Jeff DeVeronica's show, he had Frankie Sanfilippo, now former Rhino, now member of FC Tampa Bay. He made a comment that when asked about whether or not there was a question about Tampa Bay playing, that he was assured by management that they're going to play no matter what. Now, what does no matter what mean, Joe? I mean, it certainly sounds like there's going to be some kind of season. Whether or not it is recognized by U.S. Soccer, that's another question. But this is getting stranger by the moment.
Well, you know what I really think, Andrew? I think that we've been informed that the North American Soccer League right now is going through a transition period. I think that we're just going to have to wait and see what happens and let the cards play fall where they may. I mean, we don't... I just think that destiny is what it is, and who knows? We can predict, we can say whatever we want, but at the end of the day, we don't know the truth. Nobody knows the truth. Only those people that are doing the negotiating and the bargaining know where they stand.
Well, I don't know if there's any really negotiating or bargaining. It's now in the hands of U.S. Soccer. One thing we've learned in the past, you cannot predict what U.S. Soccer is going to do. So at this point, this show is going to put NASL to bed. Yep. Until we hear something definitive from U.S. Soccer, we're not going to discuss the NASL any further at this point. When we get official news, then we'll revisit. But we're going to talk about more important things like the Rhinos, the Western New York Flash, and all the stuff that's been going on in international soccer. We're going to have a nice, enjoyable, fun-filled show tonight because Dick, I know, is extremely happy with Everton's result. And we're going to hear the latest from what's going on with FIFA. Dick was at FIFA headquarters in Zurich last week. We're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to find out everything that's going on, including the latest double speak from Sepp Blatter, the head of FIFA, and that's going to be...
Well, there you go again. Another contradictory individual that right at the top of soccer, FIFA, he's the president, and he make a statement just like you're alluding to, that first we're going to have the World Cup in the summer and in the winter, and now he says absolutely not. Whether it was he who suggested that we should have to do that because of the heat. And after he got a lot of complaints from Qatar, you know, then now changed his mind. So the reality of the thing is that in any business affair, in any sports or whatever they might be, there's always those people who know, and then there are those people who think that they know. And the reality of the thing is that unfortunately we, as people that try to broadcast what we hear, you know, sometime we come out on the wrong side at the wrong side of the table, or even better, on the right side of the table. So just like you said, you know, the North American Soccer League and all the things that are going on, it's just something that we are not privy to. There's a lot of people that know more than you and I know. They know the condition.
But again, no more NASL talk. Well, we're going to talk about what is going on in soccer.
No, the thing is, regardless of what, it's a soccer thing. You know, it has to do with soccer. And we talk soccer. This show, we talk soccer. And we say what we think we know and what we think is going to happen. It doesn't, you know, we're not promoting we're promoting the Rhinos. We're not promoting the North American Soccer League. But at the same token, we want our listeners to know what goes on pertaining to everything.
Well, now we know. Well, now we've told everybody what's going on, and we're not going to know anything any further until U.S. Soccer makes
a decision. Yeah, definitely, because until we know what's going to happen.
Well, what we do know is there was a lot of excitement in soccer over the weekend. Goals galore all over Europe. We're going to have Dick Howard on, the World Traveler, and the International Report coming up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Dick, welcome back to North America.
I'm still catching my breath, Andrew. I tell you, that performance on Saturday with regards to Arsenal and the Newcastle United game and Newcastle coming back and scoring four unanswered goals, unbelievable. And, of course, I was at Goodison Park, Liverpool, and saw Everton beat Blackpool 5-3 in another unbelievable game. Still catching my breath.
It's incredible. What a performance by the Toffees. And Luis Saha with four goals. You don't see that very often. And it was just a great performance. But just there's just so many goals scored on Saturday. The lowest scoring match in the league featured three goals.
Yeah. And it was 41 just a wild goals in eight games. Unbelievable.
It was a great, great weekend of soccer.
And a record, of course, for the Premiership. Yeah.
Except for what happened at Stamford Bridge.
Of course, it came back to reality, and then two goals scored in the two games on Sunday, including that all-important game at Stamford Bridge. I don't know what your thoughts were of that. I saw it up until the 80th minute, and then I had to get on my plane to come back to Toronto from London. So I saw 80 minutes, and I saw the goal, and I thought, well, the way Liverpool are playing, and with El Nino on the bench, I thought this could be Liverpool's day, and it certainly was.
Yep, it was, unfortunately.
Well, Dick, you know, a little bit on your travel, though, because I'm kind of envious of you, because you're a traveling man. We should promote you as a traveling soccer man.
I wish the two of you had been with me, because it's the first game I've seen at Goodison Park for maybe over 30 years. And I was literally on the edge of my seat for game because it just went back and forth. Blackpool, of course, have done tremendously well this season. They play a very attacking kind of game and a very open game, and it just went back and forth. And I felt sorry for the two goalkeepers, both American, but ironically, Paul Rutschupka is American, as is, of course, Tim Howard for Everton. So it was not a game for the goalkeepers, but it was certainly a game for attacking play.
So Dick, when I was listening with my lovely and gracious wife Cindy this morning to BBC London, we got the sports news, and they led with the story about what Sepp Blatter came out with today, saying that basically the 2022 World Cup in Qatar will be held in the summer. Every match will be played in Qatar, which it seems like he's did a 180 from what he said just a month ago, where he was saying that the tournament was going to be held in the winter. Now, you were at FIFA headquarters last week, so give us an idea of what happened. What made Sepp Blatter change his mind?
Well, no, this was just a statement that was made with regards to FIFA, that it will be played in the summer months, and it will not be divided amongst the different countries in the Middle East. But it was certainly lots of discussion, of course, that the goal line technology was very much on everybody's minds, and in fact this week the 13 different systems will be tested in both daylight and floodlight conditions, and the report will be given to the International Football Association Board, which meets on March the 5th in Wales. So that is very much in contention, of course, as is the idea that Michel Platini put forward of goal line additional assistant referees to help in the all-important play that happens in and around the penalty area. So there's lots of points for discussion, but I tell you one thing, over all our meeting, and it really applies to the two of you and all the fans in the Rochester area in New York, there was a 3-minute video on Marta which talked about her and showed her performances prior to her getting the award of the Female Player of the Year, and it was unbelievable. If I was a fan of the Western New York Flash, I would be getting my season tickets ASAP, because it was just magic, and the fact that she's going to be playing with Christine Sinclair, who there'll be no shortage of goals certainly when Flash are playing, but it was just remarkable. It was a tremendous piece of video to music, and the skill of Marta was just unbelievable.
Well, Joe, I talked to you about this earlier. There was a video that came out courtesy of our friends at Soccer America. They got a hold of a piece of tape from a recent match that Marta played in Brazil for Santos against the Juventus team of Brazil.
Yeah.
And she basically dribbled around five players, including the goalie, and she was all alone in front of goal. She put her arms up in the air and then scored the goal from like a yard out. But she looked like it was similar to a goal that Messi scored not too long ago, I believe about a year ago, where he just basically dribbled through the whole team and scored. It was unbelievable. And we're going to have Becky Edwards, Joe, on the show. She was a teammate of Marta's last year for FC Gold Pride. She's going to give us all the lowdown on what we can expect from the best woman player on the planet.
I totally concur with you pertaining to Marta playing in Rochester. And we're awaiting a formal announcement from the Rhino and the Flesh to a joint venture to promoting the games that they play over here. And the sooner they do it, the better off they are, because I think that just the euphoria that once people, so far I think the people don't believe it, but once they started marketing and they do what they needs to be done, I think that the stadium is going to be full.
Joe? It's very simple. Let Marta play for the Rhinos.
Yeah, that would be great. Because they're licking somebody to put the ball in the net anyway.
It's great, and it's certainly win-win with the two groups working together. But really, I don't think all the fans really appreciate the quality of this player. She is unbelievable.
It's going to be something special this year, and we're very fortunate. And I've said this in the past, Dick, I think this is the best, the greatest athlete who plays for a team sport to ever play for Rochester. I mean, you could talk about obviously the great golfers we've had, you know, the Jeff Sluman's of the world that, you know, did great in the PGA, but we've never had anybody of this caliber at the top of their game playing for a Rochester based team. It's unbelievable. It'd be like Messi playing for the Rhinos. It's exactly, and I wouldn't even say Messi, it'd be like Pelé playing for the Rhinos. Pelé obviously played here for the Cosmos, but just to have her here the entire season is going to be something special.
You know, how do you, you know, the woman movement, the women's soccer, how do you see it compared to men's soccer?
Well, I've been very impressed over the years, Joe, to be quite honest. I think there are some tremendous athletes that have played women's football, women's soccer, and I think the technical levels are getting better. Tactically, the players are a lot more aware, and I think certainly in North America, Canada, we've seen some outstanding athletes over the years. I think of Michelle Akers way back when in the 80s. And of course, the U.S. has had so many great players over the years. I just hope that the league will survive, and I'd love to see a cooperative venture where, you know, Major League Soccer teams are working with women's teams, as is happening in the U.K. You know, there's quite a few teams that are affiliated with teams in the Premiership and Championship.
Certainly has. And Dick, speaking of, we mentioned Messi. We want to mention an unbelievable record that was set in Spain this weekend, that Barcelona won their 16th straight match in La Liga, winning 3-0 over Atletico Madrid, and Messi scored all three goals for Barcelona, and that breaks a 50-year-old La Liga record set by the old Real Madrid team led by the legendary Alfredo Di Stefano back in 1960. So it's an incredible accomplishment from Barcelona. You think
remarkable.
They couldn't top themselves from last year, but this is incredible.
No, it really is just a great reflection on the work that Pep Guardiola has done with this team. That they have just provided a consistency that is quite amazing. And of course, Manchester United fans are disappointed that they lost their unbeaten record at the weekend against Wolves, of all people. But
I'm crying tears.
You know, Barca have only lost
United
one game, but they've only tied one. You know, they've won the rest of their games, whereas Manchester United have been level with, you know, teams in the league and have got last-minute goals to tie games and performed tremendously well. But it was not to be on Saturday. And full credit to Wolves for their victory.
It was a great win for Wolves. I think all fans of English soccer are glad to see Man U lose, except the Man U fans. Brings the league closer. And then this Saturday, Man U hosts Manchester City at Old Trafford, 7:30 kickoff on Fox Soccer Channel. And what an important match that's going to be for the league in general. If Man City can win that, it brings Man U even closer to the pack.
Well, the same situation exists in Italy right now with you know, Inter beating Roma. You know,
what a game that was, Joe.
Unbelievable. And Roma was penalized by, you know, had to play with 10 men, and they were able to score three goals. And, you know, there was a superb performance by both teams. But I think that, you know, even though I'm not a fan of Inter, you got to give them a lot of credit. They really got the players that can make things happen. And it seemed like, you know, every player that they get, every player they get performs well. You know, look at Pazzini, you know, scored two games. I think he played for them, scored four goals now. He scored two goals the first game and one goal, you know, on Sunday yesterday. And so he's got three goals in two games. And so I think that, you know, I believe that, you know, when they say the coaches got a strategy and they do this and they do that, they got him. If you have the horses, you win. If you don't have the horses, you can have all the strategy in the world and you're not going to win.
True, and when you look at that with teams, and we've discussed this in the past, that you may, you know, be spending all kinds of money, but you've really got to get that chemistry, and you've got then to bring in a coach a manager who knows how to handle these players, and that's been a challenge. And we've seen it today. Di Matteo has gone, you know, from West Bromwich Albion, so the coaches are dropping out as the season progresses because you've got to win, and it really is tough, especially in the Premiership, but in any league, you know. Aaron, the coach at Wolfsburg, he's gone from the Bundesliga back to possibly to English football. So you've got a lot of pressure on coaches to handle these high-priced athletes. Not an easy job.
Well, let's just talk a little bit, talking about coaches and teams. Let's just talk about Toronto FC right now a little bit, because, you know, they went to Turkey to play, and, you know, and they did fairly well. But the pressure's on the coach, because I think that the Toronto fans, you know, they're not gonna settle for, the Toronto management, they're not gonna settle for, you know, maybe next year. It's got to be this year.
No, definitely, Alan Vinter has to get the team into the playoffs this season, because there's been 4 years of real disappointment, and the way things are looking, they've had some tremendous results in recent days against some strong Serbian teams, and I think that that augurs well for the future. They're coming back to North America, they're playing in a tournament in Florida, and then they come up into another tournament with MLS teams. That will probably give a better indication, but so far it's been a good training camp. Vinter and his staff have brought in a lot of trialists from around Europe in particular, and we'll certainly see a lot different Toronto team this season. Of course, two players, Duane Di Rosario and Adrian Kahn, the central defender, are with Canada. They play an important exhibition on Wednesday against Greece, so that should be a good test also for the Canadian national team. US had a game lined up against Egypt, but there's a few problems there that meant that that game could certainly not go ahead.
Yeah, there's some very interesting friendlies on Wednesday, and FIFA.com is going to be broadcasting most of them, so you can see some great soccer. Joe, I'm sure, will be glued to the TV watching Italy against host Germany. That's at 2:45. Argentina will play against Portugal, France against Brazil, and then here in the United States at the Georgia Dome, they're expecting over 60,000 fans as Mexico will host Bosnia-Herzegovina. Now, I don't know, Dick, if Edin Dzeko is going to be playing for Bosnia in that match. Do you know if he is with the team or if he stayed in Manchester?
I haven't heard anything. I would think that given the importance of the game at the weekend, that I'm sure Manchester City would love that he stay rather than travelling across the Atlantic, but I haven't seen anything to the effect that he'll be playing or whether he will not be travelling.
Well, one last thing before we let you go, Dick. We talked a bit about the possibility of Alessandro Del Piero coming to play in MLS. Well, Juventus has made a move basically saying they want to re-sign the veteran. He's played with Juventus, 18 years
18
now?
Years,
it's incredible. You don't see that much anymore in soccer, but they want to have him when they open their new stadium next year. But I have a feeling if MLS puts forth some money, Joe, they may still get a hold of him.
Well, I think that Del Piero said that the statement that he made in Italian TV is that he wants to finish his career in Italy with Juventus, and then he looks to play outside the United States. Outside of Italy, he will not play with any other Italian team. At the same token, in talking about the exhibition, Dick, being a goalkeeper, and I don't know if you watch Gigi Buffon in the last performance of the last couple games that he played, and now he's been called up to play for the national team. Do you believe that he should be the goalie? Because I don't believe that he's in top shape.
I haven't seen enough of him this season, Joe, to pass judgment. But I've just read reports that he's been inconsistent, which for a top goalkeeper, an international goalkeeper, you've got to have that consistency. The statement always was, you know, a top goalkeeper lets maybe one bad goal in every sort of 14-15 games, and I think Gigi Buffon has been letting in goals of a poorer average than that, so maybe it's time to look for younger goalkeepers to be between the posts of the Azzurri, but I haven't seen Gigi Buffon, so I can't pass judgment.
Yeah, the problem is that one time in Italy they had the best goalkeepers. Now all the goalkeepers play in Italy, they're all Brazilian, Argentinian, and other countries. Then we don't have no more great goalkeepers.
The same in England, few, Joe. Yeah, very similar situation. You know, as I say, I saw a game on Saturday where the two goalkeepers are both from the US. And on the Wednesday, I saw a very good performance, actually, by Clint Dempsey. I watched Fulham play Newcastle. And again, Fulham have an Australian goalkeeper, Mark Schwarzer. So it's certainly very similar to in the UK, where there's so many great goalkeepers in the past. There's not that level of ability at the moment, and certainly Fabio Capello has got a tough job picking somebody to really take a position in between the pipes and say it's his position, because Joe Hart's been inconsistent, Rob Green's been inconsistent. It remains to be seen who will start on Wednesday in the they've got an exhibition game.
They play in Denmark on Wednesday, so I think it's going to be a great week of soccer with the friendlies on Wednesday and then more great premiership matches coming up on the weekend. Where will you be next week? Will you be in Toronto, or are you going to be on the road again?
No, I'll be in Toronto next Monday, and then I've got to go down into the Caribbean for a couple of weeks
to
do some work. So
why don't you take me along with you?
Unfortunately, Joe.
Yeah, take me with you.
Well, Dick, thanks for being with us as always, and we'll have a lot more to talk about next week.
Great, guys. Always a pleasure. Bye for
thanks,
now.
Dick. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And speaking of great goalkeepers, we'll hear from one next. Live from Ventura, California, it's Rhinos goalkeeper Neil Kitson right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WISL1040.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1.
And News Power 1040. WYSL. Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
New Way Auto Parts, with 6 locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Venture Highway in the sunshine.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Siriani. And we're all glad that Joe is with us, even though he's feeling the pain today.
No, the weather is certainly not conducive to my knee recovery. So I'm taking some medication that sometimes makes me think a little bit different.
Well, you got to get the magic spray out. I keep telling you.
I wish I could spray it, but it doesn't work. It's internal pain.
Hearing that great song from America, Ventura Highway, and there's a reason why we're playing that. It's because our next guest is currently in Ventura, California, at the training camp of the Portland Timbers of Major League Soccer. It seems strange to say that, but yes, Portland is in MLS now, along with Vancouver. We played them for so many years in our leagues that the Rhinos played in. And Neil Kitson joins us right now, Rhinos goalkeeper. Neil's appearance is brought to you by the Rhinos. The home opener is Saturday, May 7th against the Charleston Battery. For season tickets, call 454-KICK. Neil, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. And you, how's the weather where you are?
The weather is very nice over here. A lot nicer than over on the East Coast.
Yeah, we expect another snowstorm tonight, so be glad that you are where you are and enjoying the warm and the sun, I hope.
I am.
Certainly. Neil, tell us about what you've been doing in the off season before you came into the camps. I know you trained a bit with the Red Bulls before you went out to California to train with the Timbers. What's been going on with you?
After when the season ended in, I think it was October, I just took about a week or two off, and I actually went over to England, trained with the side over in England, Sheffield Wednesday.
It's a team that played the Rhinos. Rhinos played Sheffield Wednesday a few years ago.
Yeah, I was on that bench for the Sheffield Wednesday team because I was training with them down in Kerry. That's where I met Scott Bell for the first time.
How about a small world?
Yeah. Neil, you're in a training camp right now, hoping to make the MLS. How's the competition look, and how do you look? I mean, what kind of reception you got from the coaching staff?
The competition, it's very good. It's, very intense, high intensity throughout every practice and everything. I'm fortunate to have two very experienced goalkeepers here with me, Troy Perkins and Aiden Brown, that I'm learning from. And, just trying to get myself in the best possible shape heading into preseason with the Rhinos, and hopefully we can win some silverware this year.
Well, Neil, I know when I mentioned to the Rhinos fans on a couple of the web boards that you were training with Portland, because I saw that on your Facebook page, because I'm your Facebook buddy, they were like, oh no, we're going to lose another player, because we already lost, obviously, Scott Vallow retired. What is your status? I mean, are you actively trying to make the Timbers roster for 2011 at this point?
No, I have one more year on my contract with Rochester. I'm a Rochester player. I'm honestly just getting myself, training with the top quality coaches and players in the country. I was at Red Bulls for a week. I've been to Portland for 2 weeks now. We have a month left to go before we start rolling in Rochester again. I'm just trying to get myself in the best possible shape so I can have, a breakout year next year at Rochester, to have a good year so our team can, hopefully maximum potential.
We're with Neil Kitson, Rhinos goalkeeper. Joe?
Well, I just, the thoughts, what you asked me, those were the thoughts that I had in my mind, and you beat me to the draw. But the reality of the thing that, if you do a good training camp and people see you, who knows what the future will hold for you. Because MLS, I assume that every player dream to play there. And we have had several people that have gone, several players that have gone to MLS, and like Scott Vallow and
Pat Anstead.
And, even though we want you to stay in Rochester, because I for one, like your style of play and how do you play. You're not a daring guy, and yet you're a very solid performer in the pipe. So I hope that you stay in Rochester for a long time, and but at the same token, I wish you well in your endeavor to play on a higher level.
Thank you.
And O'Deal, it's been, I'm sure, like I said, training with the Timbers. The Timbers have really been in the news. They've surpassed 11,000 season tickets, and I think everyone in the Rose City is just chomping at the bit for that first match in MLS. So what are the players there and the coaching staff, how are they reacting to this incredible buzz that's happening in Portland?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's really excited. There's a real buzz around the team, around the city. You know, just in playing against them last year in their home opener, I think they got around 15,000 people. So, you know, there's a big following for this team. And, you know, with their current stadium being renovated right now, it's going to be held to, I think, in the 20,000 capacity. And, selling over 11,000 season tickets already, you know, there's, you know, a lot of excitement going into this team next year and for the years to come. You know, they have a bunch of other projects being in the works, being built, and, you know, it's just a real exciting time being around Portland at this time, and, you know, I hope the best for them.
I remember in the old days of North American Soccer League when Rochester Lancer played in Portland. You know, I was amazed there because we've been there several times through the years, and I was amazed at the similarity between Rochester and Portland in the city environment, how the city really is. But the interest of soccer in those old days was great, and I'm very happy that it's coming back. You know, in Portland for this 2011 year, and just like you said, even last year, they played in front of a lot of people, you know, on the opener and thereafter.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit, they have a lot of support, just like we get in Rochester, you know. Rochester, you know, they love their soccer up there, so it's very similar to how it is in Portland. And, you know, that can only be good for a team starting up in Major League Soccer for the first year this year.
So when are you going to report to the Rhinos camp?
Well, I think Rhinos camp starts just in the second week of March. You know, we'll see what happens with, you know, that's obviously my top priority. Whenever Coach Lilly wants me back, that's when I'm coming back. No offense, but because my heart, my game, everything is into Rochester right now. So, you know, hopefully I get to stay a little bit longer with Portland. I know the team leaves Ventura in 2 days. We play the LA Galaxy tomorrow, and then we're heading off on Wednesday. You know, hopefully I get to train. You know, so we have 3 weeks until preseason starts again, so it can only benefit me more if I stay with them and train a little bit longer. You know, but again, I'll be back as soon as Bob wants me back.
Now, Neil, obviously there's going to be a big difference with the Rhinos this year, and the fact that, you know, Scott Vallo has retired. You're the guy now. You're the number one keeper, and likely you'll be playing almost every match this season for the Rhinos. Does that change your outlook for 2011 as opposed to your first season last year with the Rhinos?
Not really, because, you know, last year, you know, Coach would always tell me and Scott both to, you know, be prepared, because, you know, it was always, you know, we didn't find out who was going to play until, you know, the day before, so we always had to be ready. You know, the same thing can happen this possible year. You know, you don't really know. I can't take it for granted the fact that I've been there an extra year longer than whatever goalkeeper they bring in. I have to fight for my spot. You know, I got to keep performing, you know, for me to get better, for us to get results. And, you know, if I really want to cement the number one spot as my own, I really have to perform each and every day in training. And then in games, I have to perform to, you know, the level that I'm capable of performing at.
And one last question before I let you go. FC New York has announced last week that they'll be playing all their games at St. John's University, your alma mater. Now, I'm sure you're going to be looking forward to playing there again. Hopefully you can tell the Rhinos where the dead spots are on the field and specific areas that they need to watch out for on the pitch when they play against FC New York.
Yeah, I'm looking very forward to that. You know, I know a couple of the players, a bunch of buddies that I played at St. John's with. You know, they've signed for FC New York now, and you know, it's gonna be a lot of fun going back and playing on Belton Stadium. I know I could fill at least half of that stadium with the people I know down in Queens. So I mean, it should be a lot of fun. You know, hopefully we can go there with a win, I'll leave there with a win, sorry, and, you know, I'll try and give the team as much intro on the field as possible.
Well, I know that Coach Lilly and Pat Ercole are doing a great job to assemble a great winning team, so I'm sure that, we're going to have a great season 2011. And yeah. You will be in the numero uno goalkeeper.
Be wearing numero uno and being numero uno in the goal. Neil, thank you very much for joining us from Portland, and we really appreciate it, and best of luck in your training camp, and we'll see you in Rochester real soon.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Rhinos goalkeeper Neil Kitson here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Up next, we're happy to be joined by Western New York Flash midfielder Becky Edwards. That'll be next on your Sports Leader FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Couge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate save money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including the city, Irondequoit, Reese, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, I know you showed you the article that came out from the WPS this last week about the new Puma uniforms that they have for 2011. And the person who is modeling the new Western New York Flash uniforms is our guest coming up in just a moment.
And you were so kind that you showed me the picture. And the uniform looks very good, but the person wearing the uniform made the uniform look even better.
And that is Becky Edwards, the midfielder for the Western New York Flash, and she joins us now, and her appearance is brought to you by the Soccer Shack, where very soon you'll be able to purchase the 2011 WPS jerseys right here in Rochester. Becky, thanks for being with us tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
I know that Joe and I were looking at the Western New York Flash roster, and it's really coming together with a lot of players from the FC Gold Pride team that you were on last year, the champions. Tell us about how you came to the Flash for the 2011 season.
Yeah, the organization up there in Western New York has done a great job of putting together some great signings, and like you said, a lot of my old FC Gold Pride teammates will be going with me to Western New York, but FC Gold Pride obviously folded back in November, so I was a free agent and ended up signing with the Flash, so I'm very excited about moving up there and getting started.
Well, Becky, you know, I would be very remiss of me if I didn't ask you this question right off the bat. Martha's coming to Rochester. You played with her. Tell us a little bit, what do you think of Martha as a player, as a person, and playing with her?
Yeah. I mean, she's incredible. From a soccer standpoint, she really has it all. She has the athleticism and speed to take players on, and then she has the technical and tactical ability and awareness to really take over the game and win games. And then as a person, she's a great teammate. She loves the game. She's fun to be around. She enjoys training and really brings out the best in her teammates too.
Now, Becky, I'm sure in practice you had to play against her in scrimmages. How hard was it for you to mark Marta or play defense against her?
Yeah, it's certainly a difficult task, but one that I'm willing to take on because it really makes you better playing against her. Just having to slow her down makes me a better player.
We're with Becky Edwards from the Western New York Flash. She'll be playing right here in Rochester in 2011. Joe, I can't wait. It's going to be a great summer of soccer in Rochester.
No, and I think that once you know the bus comes up a little bit more, you know, once the snow goes away, melts, and the warmth of spring comes, and the team's going to be here, I think it's going to be amazing because the community, the soccer community in Rochester, they have never seen anything like that, anything that the Flash is going to bring to Rochester. Name players, you know, that are recognized throughout the country, they're playing for national team, and it's I'm overwhelmed just thinking about it. I can't wait for it.
Hey, Becky, I don't know how familiar you are with Rochester proper, but we've had soccer in this city since the mid-60s with the Rochester Lancers, and we have a very knowledgeable and passionate group of soccer fans. It's very large, and I think with all that, we have tens of thousands of girls playing soccer. I know you're also a soccer coach as well. They're all looking forward to seeing the best women players in the world playing right here in town. It's going to be a great summer.
Yeah, I've heard great things about the Rochester area when it comes to soccer, so I think we're excited to get there and put on a show for some of the fans and get to know the community.
Now, we were told by the people at the Western New York Flash who set up the interview, especially our contact there, Renee Meyer, you're actually a coach yourself. Tell us about the girls that you coach. I assume you coach girls.
Yeah, I actually don't. I do a lot of just trainings, individual training, and then I don't necessarily coach one team. I just go out in the community and try and help players get better. I don't really have enough time to commit to doing one team all year round because I'm traveling a lot and training myself. But wherever I can, I like to go out in the community or coach and just give back to the game and give back to the young girls like so many coaches have done for me.
But Becky, just for the interest of our listeners, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, you know, how did you get started in soccer and why you love the game? And what do you really think about women's soccer in general? You know, the World Cup coming up next year.
This year.
I'm thinking going back to 2010. So please tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I grew up outside Philadelphia, 30 miles west of Philadelphia. So I'm used to the cold a little bit. And then I went to school at Florida State University and played 4 years there. And then I was drafted to FC Gold Pride and just finished my rookie season last year. I played in the Under-20 World Cup where we won the gold medal in Chile in 2008. And I play for the Under-23 national team right now. I actually, as I said, I grew up in Philadelphia, so I watched the Philadelphia Charge play. Which was in the WUSA, the former women's league. But I've always had dreams to play professionally, so this is really living out my dream. And someday I hope to play in the Olympics and World Cup, too.
I'm sure that's a goal of every player. Of course, your Rochester is one of the greatest people in the world. Abby Wambach is our girl. Joe's known her for what, over 20 years now, so it's been it's something. Women's soccer is very important to Rochester. I know that we're gonna take the Flash as our own and make it our team as well as Buffalo's team and all of Western New York. Now, obviously, you made some news yourself last week as being part of the modeling and the presentation of the new uniforms. Tell us about how you got selected to be the Western New York Flash's representative in the photo shoot.
Yeah, it was quite an experience last week, and I'm thankful that I could be a part of that. But I just received an email from a woman from the WPS asking me if I wanted to take part in it, and of course I wanted to. It was a dream come true to meet some other great soccer players from the other teams, and then just people from Puma who have really supported the league the past few years and really helped the league thrive.
Now, I believe there was some festivities in New York as well that were surrounded. That Michelle Akers was there, the FIFA Player of the Century for the 20th century. So, what was that like?
Yeah, Puma did a very good job of getting the media and fans out. We didn't really get much interaction with these names that you bring up, but it was very cool that they were in attendance and continue to support women's soccer and WPS.
So, Becky, just talking about women's soccer, how do you see the progression for the future? I mean, from a player point of view, and I see on your bio that you're a marketing person, and how do you see the existence of the league going forward? What needs to be done?
Well, that's a tough question, but I think that as women's soccer continues to grow in this country, we just need to just really focus on the technical aspects of the sport, making people see the beauty of the game. And I think that this team and that we're going to bring in and that we're going to go into Western New York really has the qualities to do that, put a show on for the fans and show that women's soccer is a respectable sport in this country. And I think as long as we get out in the community and show the young girls how important it is and how they can have dreams to be a professional soccer player someday, but it is possible.
I know there are, like I said, tens of thousands of girls who play soccer in this area, Becky, and they're all going to be converging on Rhino Stadium this summer. One last quick question. The uniform that you displayed, that was the home uniform, correct?
Yes.
Now, what does the away uniform look like? Because I believe that was also presented as well.
I believe it's a similar style, but it's black. So the color of the home jersey is red and the away jersey is black, is what I've been told.
Well, like I said, we hope very soon those jerseys will be available at one of our sponsors, the Soccer Shack, the best soccer store in Rochester. And Megan and Eric do a great job. And Megan's a former player at the University of Rochester and is in their Hall of Fame. So I'm sure they're looking forward to getting the jerseys and seeing the Flash in action. And Becky, we look forward to seeing you here in Rochester this summer. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Becky Edwards here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And I tell you, Joe, these ladies are very, very impressive, and it's going to be something when this season starts. And they should be announcing the schedule hopefully within the next 2 weeks. So we'll know when the home opener is, which we're all waiting to find out.
That'll be great. I just hope they do it soon.
Well, I thank, of course, Becky Edwards, Renee Meyer from the Western New York Flash, Rhinos goalkeeper Neil Kitson, and Dick Howard joining us once again from Toronto. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, our executive producer and host, and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 once again for Soccer is Kicking the Grass right here in your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL 1040.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.